amazing, awe-inspiring, really painful and exhausting, but so worth it. That's how women tend to talk about giving birth. But giving birth can also be really traumatic, and that's something we don't often talk about. And when women do mention it, they get a lot of pushback. You have a baby, it's okay now, just be happy. But a lot of therapists don't want women to dismiss these emotions. They actually refer to this issue as birth PTSD. Tanya English reports.
Say hi.
I met this new mom in Philadelphia. She and her four-month-old are like a match set, golden skin, dark hair, and easy smiles. The baby's adorable, except she tried to eat my microphone.
No, that, you can't have that. She's amazing.
Bless you.
She is a happy baby. Doesn't cry much. She's so playful. It's amazing how much love you can feel from somebody who you just met.
This is her first baby. The labor lasted 21 hours, and the epidural only kind of worked. When her daughter finally arrived, she was so exhausted she couldn't really hold the baby.
It's really not the story I wanted, like, to tell.
This 23-year-old is willing to talk about the birth, but she also wants her privacy. So let's call her Sierra. During the delivery at one point, a nurse rushed into the hospital room and strapped an oxygen mask on Sierra's face.
That really freaked me out because I was like, am I not breathing? Like, I couldn't even think about why would they be putting it on me? Is something about to happen that's going to make me stop breathing? What is going on? Am I okay? Is my baby okay? And that's all I was saying, like, my baby, my baby, my baby.
That fear stuck. And weeks later, Sierra was having obsessive thoughts that something horrible was going to happen to her daughter. Now she's working on that in a treatment program called Mother-Baby Connections at Drexel University. Her therapist is psychiatric nurse practitioner Bobby Posmentier.
You know, we talk about machismo among men and being macho, but there's this thing about being woman. I am woman, and I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to be really proud of myself. And then when they actually get to the experience, and if they're not living up to what that ideal is of being the woman, it can be really disappointing.
And sometimes a birth is frightening. Posmentier says one client developed post-traumatic stress disorder after seeing her son born limp and lifeless.
And she watched as the baby was being resuscitated, and then the staff just took the baby to the nursery.
It was 4 hours later before the mom found out that her baby was fine. The doctors and nurses moved on to the next thing, while the mom was left in that feeling of horror and helplessness. In the big Bible of mental illnesses, there's no diagnosis called birth PTSD. But Posmentier says childbirth can cause trauma, and flashbacks are a hallmark sign of PTSD. Some women replay the scariest parts of their delivery over and over.
Maybe driving their car, and suddenly this video almost goes in front of their face. We don't want her to be paralyzed by that, where that's all she can think of.
On Wednesdays, the women in the Mother-Baby Connections program go to dance movement therapy. Sierra's daughter stays with a babysitter down the hall, and Sierra gets the chance to practice being away from the baby without worrying.
She puts music on and is just listening to the music and having your body move to like what it wants to do at that moment. And it's fun.
We take our shoes off, right?
Therapist Elizabeth Templeton invited me to the studio, but not at the same time as the new mothers.
You asked us not to bring our recording equipment and microphones into your class.
Yes.
Why?
At this particular juncture in a woman's life, they're feeling especially vulnerable. They don't feel themselves. They're not their old self. I just feel very protective of the women who are here.
Besides, Templeton says actually it's not a dance class. It's therapy, and that's private. She talked about how dance movement therapy works, and then she gave me a demonstration.
Okay, let's bring our hands right to our bellies, okay? So we're gonna, this is sort of the belly movement.
Templeton is trained in kinesthetic empathy. The theory is that we all hold emotional problems in the body, in the muscles, and those tensions show up in our movements. She says a therapist can see those tensions and bring them out.
If someone was moving, I would tap a rhythm to their movement, and I might begin to sing a song or hum.
Are you confident that it's been explored and proven, or you just believe in it and it's enough?
There is some evidence that says that it works, okay?
And what do you mean by works?
It
works to do what?
That there is a healing effect, that someone gets better. Doesn't mean that their pain is gone away. It doesn't mean, you know, that everything is wonderful and rosy.
Dance movement therapy has helped people with depression and patients coping with chronic illness. But scientists who've reviewed those studies say much of the evidence is poor quality. They're calling for better gold standard research. The Mother Baby Program is also testing another widely used but somewhat controversial therapy called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
If scenes come to you, just let them pass in front of your eyes as if you're riding in a train.
During talk therapy, psychiatric nurse Bobby Posmentier uses sounds and vibrations to stimulate first one side of the brain and then the other.
You take the dream and you put it in a different part of the brain, like in a different file, so now it can go into the past file.
No one knows for sure how the therapy works, but it may be related to what happens during REM sleep. That's the stage where your eyes move rapidly side to side behind your eyelids. During EMDR, first the patient puts on headphones.
You're going to hear some sounds, kind of like a beep, beep, that goes back and forth between left and right ear.
Then she watches a horizontal bar of moving lights and holds two small vibrating tappers, one in each hand.
First the left, then the right, then the left, then the right. And remember, you don't have to do anything. Just let the lights take you, and the sound, and the vibration.
EMDR kind of had like a bad reputation. It's kind of wacky.
That's Virginia O'Hare. She's a psychologist and one of Bobby Posmentier's colleagues from work. O'Hare had EMDR therapy a few months after her second child was born.
Were you a believer?
No, I was not a believer. Part of that is because the theories as to why EMDR works haven't been corroborated by scientific evidence.
O'Hare didn't have postpartum PTSD, but her son's delivery was a series of things that didn't go as planned and some scary moments. Her son Riley is a joy, but the birth was an anxious memory, so she tried EMDR. The patient thinks about the trauma, and after each round of brain stimulation, she rates the level of emotional disturbance that she feels. At first, O'Hare was at an 8. A few rounds later, she went down to a 3. As she relived the scene, she started to notice other things, funny things.
There was a student who just, I assume they were a student, who just looked completely horrified and had forgotten their face.
And she remembered her husband kept repeating the same silly phrase.
Well, that just happened.
Instead of returning to that feeling that this baby might die, O'Hare says maybe EMDR therapy pushed her thinking in new directions. For mothers who do have birth PTSD, the goal is to move from living in trauma time to living in the present. Therapist Bobby Posmentier says helping women begins with letting a mother define for herself what counts as trauma.
There's something about childbirth that we're supposed to be happy and grateful. And when you have to be happy and grateful, then there's no room to talk about the reality.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.